Open letter to Mr. Jeff Shell, Chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Dear Mr. Shell, I am writing you this letter for the grave concern I have for U.S. international broadcasting, specifically over decisions concerning the Voice of America, including Radio Liberty and Radio Free Europe. We have seen, since the early 90s, many international broadcasters cut back on shortwave transmissions or vanished into broadcast history. Swiss Radio International, Radio Canada International, Radio Nederland de Wereldomroep, Radio Sweden and others. We have witnessed cuts to schedules at the BBC World Service, VOA and others. Language sections have been axed. Any respect that stations like the Voice of America had has waned to the point that if it were not so sad, it would be laughable. Since the early 1990s, the Voice of America and other international broadcasters have jumped on the bandwagon of the Internet. While I do feel it's vital for stations like the VOA to have a presence on social media, all your eggs should not be put in the Internet basket. Back in 2012, while I was visiting a friend of mine at the VOA, I had the pleasure of meeting someone from the IT department who told me, "We need to end all shortwave." Well, this was obviously someone who didn't have any travel experience. While we cannot dispute the advantages of broadcasting over the Internet, those who have access to uncensored and stable connections is very small when you look at the world population. I've spent over 10 years in Asia, and so many times I have seen decisions to cut back services by individuals who really had no clue. While I was based in China, a number of times I was contacted by various international broadcasters who came to the country to meet listeners and to find out how many people listened. Where did they go? Beijing and Shanghai. Not once did they go to any part of China where people listened to shortwave on a regular basis. When I was in China and reporting on the country, many times I would ask people if they listened to shortwave. One experience I remember happened in Sichuan province in 2008 on May 13th. This was only hours after they were hit by an 8.0 earthquake. I remember walking around Wenchun County, where over 20,000 people were killed, and one evening I was outside listening to the BBC World Service. People were coming up to me because they were curious about the radio that I was using. I asked them if they listened to shortwave radio. Every person said yes. The next day I was doing a story on this and talking to people. Then all of a sudden some local officials came over to find out what I was doing, as I was talking to a group of 12 people. In a flash, their stories changed from "Yes, I listen to the Voice of America and other stations on shortwave" to "I never listen to foreign shortwave stations because we have enough good media here in China." The next day, just before I left, some of them came to find me and explain to me why they said what they did. In Cambodia, where I spend lots of time listening to shortwave, I have tried using the Internet. Well, it's just too slow. The same for Burma, many parts of Indonesia, Vietnam, Laos, India, Bangladesh, and others. Yes, it is true that these countries are improving their Internet services, but it will, in many cases, take many years. May I remind you of something that happened after the collapse of the Soviet Union? It was not until 1991 when the VOA realized how big an audience they had in the Soviet Union. Then in 2008, they dropped shortwave in favor of local FM and AM transmissions. And look what happened. Another point I would like to mention is when I hear no one listens to shortwave, well, if you cut back on frequencies and no one can find you, of course, you will lose listeners. Then the officials turn around and say, "No one is listening." Well, if no one can find you. This month we saw Voice of Russia drop all shortwave. This had nothing to do with listeners, but more to do with VOR being a political target of the Putin government. 6 years ago, Voice of Russia had many reports that were highly critical of Putin. We have seen this before. What do they do? Remove them. Voice of Russia as a company does not exist anymore. Very often, cutting back on shortwave has more to do with Western arrogance. Well, I don't listen to shortwave, so no one else in the world does. This is just untrue. Then there is the budget cuts. First, there is no need for shortwave to be expensive. The international broadcasters have made it expensive. The VOA could broadcast to Russia for half the cost by using a relay like Radio Miami International in Okeechobee, or a site that we use, Trincomalee, in Sri Lanka. The business has changed and has become more competitive in the last 15 years. Now, let me give you an example. Here at PCJ Radio International, we are tiny. Unlike the Voice of America and others, we don't have the budget to run five or six frequencies at one time. We do it with one at a time, depending on the region. The sites we use are now in Germany, Madagascar, Okeechobee in the United States, and Trincomalee in Sri Lanka. Listeners who tune via shortwave outnumber those who listen online 20 to 1. Content is key. The BBC World Service has lost many shortwave listeners over the years because they cut back in music and drama programming. And it's now more or less just news. One of the best programs on the VOA is Border Crossings with Larry London, that is broadcast five nights a week live. I would bet you that this program has way more listeners compared to any of your news programming. Then on weekends you have Jazz America with Russ Davis. There are things that could be done to have a bigger audience. Let's take your schedule that I listen to daily in Asia. In the mornings you have Daybreak Asia, followed by International Edition, all in 1 hour. Two current affairs shows with more or less the same content. How about keeping Daybreak Asia and have that followed by a program produced by VOA Music Mix? I would guarantee you would have way more listeners. Something that people have forgotten is that soft diplomacy works better with music than with news. Don't get me wrong, news is vitally important. But you have 1 hour that is nothing more than duplication. On the weekends, you have one excellent show called American Cafe. Even that would be an excellent addition daily with some music tossed in. I remember in 2011 and 2012 when the VOA wanted to move all their Mandarin programming to the internet. Or when they wanted to cut Cantonese because someone said Mandarin and Cantonese are the same. I speak Mandarin fluently and a bit of Cantonese, and I can tell you they are not the same. In the last year or so, we have seen the Chinese starting to jam English broadcasts from the VOA. This is simple. For years, only Chinese was jammed, but with millions in China who now speak English as a second language, they started jamming that. Not just the VOA, but also the English services of the BBC World Service, All India Radio, Radio Australia from time to time. Even we at PCJ have been a victim of jamming from China. Shortwave is still the only true effective way to get your message across borders without censorship. If you really want to save money, don't take it out of shortwave. I would suggest you take it out of television. VOA TV really has no point. It's amateurish and a total waste of U.S. taxpayer money. Shortwave is excellent money for value. But it's also important to produce programs people will want to listen to. Don't shout at your audience. Talk to them. If you did this, you will find the audience will tune in. How about having a weekly 25-minute show just answering letters and questions and talking to them on air? If you did this, you will see the Voice of America starting to make a difference. You would be in touch with your listeners, not out of touch with them. If you want, I would be more than willing to produce a pilot for you of a program that could be broadcast on the weekends. It would not cost you $1. I would take it out of our own budget. Sincerely yours, Keith Perron, PCJ Radio International.